Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. Hello, everyone. I am Daniel Ortega, your keeper for this story. And we are back again for another week. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have everybody introduce themselves, and then we are going to be saying the question of the week. Go ahead, take it away.
My name is Sonny Fontanez, and I play Connor Young. Wow, that was an awkward starting.
My name is Joel O. I play
you forgot. Evan
McAllister.
Oh my goodness. I'm Angie O, and I play Myra Lear.
I am Taylor, and I play Belle Gomez.
Taylor. This week's question is, what is your favorite summertime book? And yes, this can include books that you guys had to read during the summer for school. For me right now, I am reading The Book of Bill. If you guys actually know Gravity Falls, this is one of the books that Bill came out with. It's a fun little book. I like it right now. It's kind of messed up, so if you're not old enough to read it, I am reading it.
Yes.
Did you buy it?
I bought it.
Not me.
I got it on Amazon.
Amazon? Okay.
Amazon. So what do you guys think? What is your favorite summertime book?
Mine would be Star Wars The High Republic. I forgot the book that you bought me. I'm going to be real with you.
Wow. Money gone to waste.
No, it's not. It's just, you know.
It was a special book.
It was a special book, but
I just forgot the name.
Not special enough, clearly.
Obviously.
I really liked Gregory the Overlander, the series. I read it in like one summer in middle school by choice, and I really enjoyed it.
I read the Sherlock Holmes series in middle school. I was advanced. Anybody else?
I don't read. I don't normally read. But the only two books I think that comes to mind that I've read fully is one called Prom and one called Monster. Monster is not what you normally think. It's like a trial book called...
I know Prom was a movie. Did it go Prom Night?
No, I just said Prom. It was like a blue book.
Oh.
But Monster was funny because it's written out like a... Like it was a trial. Like how do you... What do you call it? Like a transcript?
A court case?
No. It was about that, yes. But it was... Like the book itself, it was like a transcript.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So it was like the time reporter reported...
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
And they made a book out of that.
The reading was fun to read because of the way it was. Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Okay, that's good.
What about you? Did you ever read a book?
No. yes. Obviously, everyone reads books.
Joel said books read him.
That's also not true.
That is who I am.
I mean,
just stop lying.
You were at Fahrenheit 451, didn't you?
Stop lying to yourself and just.
You know what? I guess I kind of. No, wait. There's this book I read in high school, and I guess I can say this because I kind of enjoyed reading it. It's called Meg, or The Meg. It was later made into a movie starring Jason Statham. Well, I read it in high school because my science teacher was primarily like a PE teacher, and he just kind of gave us a science fiction book to read, which is The Meg, which is about a megalodon, like modern day like oceanologists, I think they're called, like discover traces of a megalodon, and then the megalodon like they capture it or something, and then you know it just starts wreaking havoc. And we read that in school, and it was kind of interesting. I didn't watch the movie.
I said summertime.
So never mind.
I didn't read have... summer. What? The ones I read wasn't summertime. I just know those are two full books I've read that I can't recall.
You think I read during summer recreationally?
Yeah.
Well, also the book could have.
It's a lot of fun. To read a book to like, you know, it helps you with your brain stuff.
Well, also the brain books. Stuff. The books could have been set in the summer.
Cause... He reads people. So it's not helping with his brain stuff.
It helps your brain stuff.
It makes your brain real strong.
Okay, stop.
We're getting judged.
That was terrible.
It puts a lot of wrinkles in your brain.
Leave a comment down below a book that maybe we should all read.
No.
Leave a comment below if we should read.
I mean, if there's an audio
we need to read nowadays. We got audio podcasts.
Comment right now if you think we're illiterate.
Okay. All right. You guys ready for camp?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
To recap for everybody, you guys have separated teams. Belle, Myra, and Evan have gone bird watching. Mm-hmm. Lord knows why. And Connor and Adam West have gone to the lake. We're going to start the scene now. Barry has just said to you all, except for Connor, remember to take pictures, guys. And he hands all of you a disposable camera of any birds or anything you may see. Go ahead, guys. You guys can say whatever you want now.
Have you guys found any good birds yet?
You guys just started.
Well,
2 seconds ago.
Is it a crime to ask a simple question?
2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Did you find a bird in 2 seconds?
Honestly, yeah. To be fair, he is kind of like setting the scene.
Yeah, because what are you talking about?
We don't know how long they've been watching birds.
I'm asking a simple question.
I just started.
And you get on my case?
I just started.
Yeah, then I asked a simple question.
So I don't know the audience.
Okay. More important question.
What?
Do you even know the different types of birds?
I know.
So, to take pictures of birds and to find birds, you guys have to roll notice. There are four birds in this area. Okay.
Only four, like total?
Like, those are the kind of species that are
four here. Four types.
Yes. Right here.
Yeah, four types. Fire, water.
Electric type.
You guys have to roll notice stuff, and then you guys can roll dexterity to see if the picture comes out good.
Okay. Do we know what types of birds are out there?
Take a picture first.
I think that's why.
All right, yeah, I'm going for it first, guys.
Do we have like any like check off sheet, or is it just like we have to just identify birds and take a picture?
Well,
take a picture. I will give you more information as
I'm going to go into the next tree because I didn't see anything. Okay.
Whip up.
Wait, you rolled notice stuff?
Yeah, I saw the bird. Hold on. And bad photo.
Okay.
I was 66. I was 1 point off of reaching my.
You can use luck.
I'll use 1 point of luck.
No, the bird flew away. I couldn't catch it. I'm a. Okay.
To watch them.
We gotta look. No. We gotta look. I'm gonna go for the picture, but I didn't roll good. So the bird flew away. I couldn't catch it.
My bird is not in a good angle.
So you took a good picture, or you noticed it?
I noticed it.
Okay, so now roll dexterity to take a picture.
Can I roll to be the bird?
You won't be a bird? Okay, what would a bird say flying by?
Cuckoo!
Did you guys catch that bird?
I don't know. I see a bird. Hold on. It's a cat. Awesome.
Here's the bird that you get.
Okay, I got
big ass sheep.
Wow. It's only in black 13. And white. What's up?
Roll to the camera.
Ooh.
Yo, bird, whack.
It's a nameless bird.
Do we know what the name of the bird is?
No.
We just.
It's giving.
All right. He probably got.
It looks like a crow.
Okay, well, I got a good roll for dexterity.
Okay.
So.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, my photo turned out awesome.
Oh,
our rolls are garbage today.
Definitely not. Never mind.
All right, guys. Keep going.
Good bird.
Dexterity.
Oh my god, you relax.
Sorry, do we have to roll just dexterity? We're not
okay.
Rolling like
okay,
this.
I see another bird.
No, it flew away again.
97, so I guess I don't know.
Okay, keep going.
another bird.
I'm missing all these birds.
You sound like a hater from Blade.
I am the bird. Okay. That's why I'm watching.
These birds are hard to take a picture of.
Okay.
Oh, I got a five. Okay. I noticed the bird.
Go ahead.
I try to take my 69. Shot, shoot my shot.
Okay, so I don't do that.
What was the other one? Dexterity? Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Yes, nice.
If I fail dexterity, do I have to roll back again for notice stuff and then dexterity? Or just
look at my bird.
You roll notice stuff, then you roll the dexterity.
So if I fail the dexterity roll, I have to start back
again. Yes.
Okay, well.
Okay, I see another bird in the tree there. Ooh.
62.
Awesome photo.
Okay, photographer.
Bridget, fine.
For those in the audio podcast, we have just given our pictures of birds as their pictures of the birds they have taken or they have seen.
I see another bird. See another bird.
All right. And Mary says, that's it. That's it.
Wait, oh, wait. They flew away. Some of these birds are.
All right. That's it. You're not. No, that's it. That's all the birds.
But there's only four birds, Joel.
Have you seen the birds?
I'm sorry, Evan.
Hey.
Okay. All of you who have actually taken a picture of a bird that was good,
mm-hmm.
you guys will be receiving one pin for bird. So. Here you guys go.
I'm a little too excited.
Into the bag and pull out your pin.
It's giving boy or girl scouts.
I found bird watching a little too fun.
It's not hard.
It doesn't feel right.
This one.
He needs to get his hands between that fur.
Life is good.
Don't do that.
I know. Here you go. I just caught myself.
Bell, please.
Mine says,
let's go.
Oh, this bag is empty.
You,
hold on. Okay, this has to do something.
We're going to be posting up just a picture.
Ooh,
of that,
we can try.
Okay.
Here, can I have the back?
Oh, here. Can you dash on mine somehow? Mine says, let go.
Let's go.
Life is good right now.
It says let go.
It says let's go.
No, no.
Like, let's go on an adventure, you know?
Oh, true.
Can I have my bag?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary, right?
And now Mary says,
that was very good.
Great job, everyone. Great job. You guys all received pins. But if you guys can name the birds, I'll give each bird that you guys can name an extra pin. So, for you guys to find these pins and gain extra pins for these four birds, you guys can head to the library and find the names of these birds in the book and then bring them back to me, thereby receiving another pin. But there is one more. Be careful in the library not get lost within the books. And have a lot of fun, guys!
Can I just go back to my room?
No!
This is
all part of it. And Myra, don't you remember you love the library?
This guy's a creep. Yeah, you're right.
All right. I'll be expecting you guys very soon.
Goodness.
You three, are you guys going to all go to the library to find out these birds? Since someone already cheated and found the first one?
Cheating? No, you loved context clues.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm going to the library.
Evan, you too?
Yeah, sure. I'll go.
Okay.
Let's go, Evan.
All right.
You all approach a small wooden building. This wooden building looks as if a medium wind could knock it down. As you enter the building, smell the parchment mildew of books that haven't been touched in years.
Ugh, this place stinks.
Pages that seem to be stuck in time. The wooden floor seemed to creak and splinter with each step. Shelves upon shelves of books are lined before you.
How am I going to find the name of these birds in this stank place?
Well, first of all, I take a step. Can you make the sound effect? Okay, great. Never mind.
Okay. I actually have how you guys can find the books. You guys are going to be rolling a 20-sided die.
Finally, something that's not P100.
For real.
The way this is going to work is if you roll a 15 or above, you will find the correct book. If you roll a 14 or less, you find a regular book. And you guys have to succeed in either a reading or reading, writing, or arithmetic roll, or a knowledge roll. What?
I rolled a 20.
You roll a nat 20.
Ah, you found the first book that you already know.
Did she even come to the library with us?
Okay.
Yeah, did she even come with us? Yeah.
Roll reading.
Did she even come with us?
For which dice?
She did.
Oh, wait. Roll reading with which one?
No. Which one? Belle rolled a 20. That means she finds a book.
Which dice?
Roll your reading. No, roll your knowledge. I'm going to let you guys roll knowledge because it's either reading, writing, or arithmetic or knowledge. Whichever is a bit better for you.
I got a 12 on my 20-sided.
Get 12. You find the catcher in the rye.
Wait, what was I rolling?
Let me roll.
You roll knowledge or reading, writing, or arithmetic, whichever is better for you.
Oh. I rolled 10.
You find...
Where's knowledge?
What's the book called? Oh. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Where's knowledge?
I knew you were going to say that.
It's right here.
This is not Mockingbird.
That's knowledge. It says reading, writing, arithmetic.
You can roll reading, writing, arithmetic, or knowledge, whichever you have better.
But where's
knowledge? Yeah.
Knowledge is no on the top. That would be... I'm sorry.
Int.
That would be intelligence.
Ah.
No, it's Edu.
Okay, right? I pass.
Edu, no?
Oh, Edom is education. Knowledge means what you know of the world. Education is school-wise. Well...
But it says no.
It says no.
Okay, so education. I'm sorry. Education.
I don't remember what role. I just said pass. Let me try again. Okay, I passed though.
Okay. You find the bird. What's the name of that bird? Since you know it already.
Eastern Kingbird.
Okay. There's a message on the page. The book unlocks the door with the door uppercase D. That's a message do you guys find? If you want to read it again, let me know.
Yeah, please.
Please.
The book unlocks the door with the D in door uppercase. Everything else is lowercase.
Must be a big
one. Keep rolling if you want to find the other books.
I mean...
What door?
Wait, I found a book. So
you found a book. Okay, now roll knowledge. Education.
Ooh.
You pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're close, though.
Let me see your bird.
Which one?
Which one do you want to find?
Let's go with this one.
Number one. You find that this bird is called... the European Sterling. You see the message. The secret within these walls is ever so close. With the E in secret uppercased.
Okay.
All right, roll again. You can roll
too. No, I already know what this bird is.
It's not another book.
It's a mockingbird. Yeah. Wrong.
Dang it. I didn't want to kill you.
I found another book.
You found another book?
I'm dusting it off.
Roll education.
There we go.
Right?
That's a 94.
I didn't pass that.
It's fair enough.
Okay. You didn't find the right page. Roll education once again.
Don't give me hints.
Can we see your bird?
No.
No, wrong page.
Roll education again.
Bro, you ain't close with this wands.
Nope. Goodness.
You closed the book.
Yeah, it is clearly not the right book. Dang it.
Did you pass, Evan?
No, I got a 4.
Keep going.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you find another catcher in the rye book.
29.
Okay. Find another book.
17.
This has to be the right book.
17? You find the Bible. Okay. Roll knowledge. Education.
I did.
Oh, it passed?
Yep.
Okay. And that's, have you seen it again?
It was not a
bird.
Lamb?
Lamb? What's the book you read?
That the bird is called a northern mockingbird.
Get to know your message birds. As well. Get to know your birds.
Listen, the message says, nobody will find us in the garden with the N in nobody uppercase.
You said uppercase?
Yes. The N in nobody is uppercase. Everything else is lowercase. Do you guys have one more bird to look up?
Evan hasn't found his bird.
No, Evan, I'm gonna take back that you found the Bible. Everything. You found it, correct? You passed with a 17.
Yeah.
Roll your education.
Okay. With the 20 or 100?
You should think about the sound that this bird makes while you're doing that.
That's true.
Do not interrupt silent reading time, okay? Oh. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh. Is there a librarian in this library to enforce that?
It's probably Nancy, too, you know? She's everywhere.
She's multifaceted.
What's your education?
This guy.
It was 38. I was just moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 25. 38.
Your education, what's your education?
Oh, 45.
Okay, so you passed.
Yeah.
Your bird is the downy woodpecker. The message that goes with it, the book unlocks the door. So now, all of you, with the D as uppercase. Who had number 3? I said the wrong one. I'm sorry.
You said this book opens the door?
Yeah. So that's the wrong phrase.
Okay.
The message that you see is, most birds head south, we head east, with the E up, the E uppercase in east. Now, you guys have just found all the names of the birds. What do they spell out?
So I'm assuming that we have to use the capitalization in order to figure that out. So I have an E, you have a D, you have a...
I have an N, and two E's apparently, because he said secret was two E's were capitalized.
Just the E, just one E.
That wasn't specific.
So E, so just D, E, A?
A?
No. E and N, D, U?
E and D.
You have an E? Need?
No, I have an N.
Doesn't that spell out need?
I have D, I have D.
Doesn't that spell out need?
What letter do you have?
E.
Need.
Doesn't that spell out need?
Need.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Need?
No.
Dean.
No.
Eden.
If you guys...
Eden makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
That's good. That's really
good.
Good
job, Evan.
He thought about that because of the Bible bit.
One thing that you guys noticed, that at the end of every message, there was a letter, as if the person wrote down the first letter of their name, which is M, in every message. So now, please roll knowledge for me. Knowledge of books, to be specific.
That's
wild.
This hits home.
Don't do it. Just keep it.
I have no knowledge of anything.
Yeah, me neither.
This man rolled a 1 just by dropping it.
What Evan
Lovely.
Thinks, he's like, Eden. Maybe it's a book? What do you think?
Well, it could be anything. But this is obviously a reference to the garden.
Of Eden?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Call me crazy.
What do you want to do with that information?
I guess I'll tell Belle and Myra about it. Hey, guys.
You're crazy. I jumped again.
Belle, what do you think? Belle's rude.
No, that's awesome.
I can't think of Belle.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
I don't want to hear a word from
you. You said call me crazy. So I'm calling you crazy.
Okay. It makes sense.
Thank you.
And one of my birds message says nobody will find us in the garden.
Well, if you think about it, if we like place it by the numbers, that is what's making sense for us.
But then again, remember, these are both E, so it could be like
E V E N.
Any one of them.
In numerical order.
True. Mm. Oh, you're right.
Because you didn't write anything on your bird.
Oh,
You know what? No, it was.
It was capital.
Yeah, it was capital.
Oh, I thought you said lowercase.
It was capital. Look at this.
Okay, guys.
All right, I'm sorry.
I want you all to roll notice stuff.
What's the triangle?
What are you
doing? I was off by 2.
53 out of 65.
Okay. Out of all the books in the library, you see dust on every single book. Like, they've never been touched. Like, they haven't been touched in forever. As you guys look down the aisles, because there's not that many aisles of books here, the place is pretty much laid out in an L shape, and all the walls are covered in the shelves. You guys notice that there's one book that's a little bit out of place. It's kind of like it sticks out of the shelf just a little bit.
So you're grabbing it?
Only Evan's noticing that.
Yeah, so you're grabbing it.
Okay.
Evan, what are you looking at based off of your personality?
You grab it, you see on the binder, it says, The Secret Eden.
Secret Eden. And the author's name is... There's no author name on it.
Marshall Harrison.
Marshall Harrison. What a name.
As you pull the book out of its slot, you hear something unlock. And you see a square door creak.
That was rude. That was rude.
Yeah. I'm going to dust off of the book.
You hear a square door creak open. And you just see like little spiders crawl out of the door, and little webs just fall down from so long of them being there. And you guys maybe want to look inside, but it's very dark.
Hey, Myra, do you want to take a look inside?
You first.
What? No.
You opened it.
All right, Belle, thank you for...
Volunteering, yes. Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you for volunteering yesterday. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let us know what you see.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
Meanwhile, on the other side of camp,
enter the scene with Adam West and Connor Young heading to the lake. You guys smell the murky water, you hear the waves splashing, kids laughing, and see everyone preparing for the events to come. Roll notice stuff, Connor.
We're in the insane asylum. All these kids laughing so weirdly.
They're playing by the water, you creeper.
It's just water.
Well, it's not as bad as the creepy smiles, you know, like.
Did you pass?
13.
Like, okay, so you definitely passed.
Yeah.
Okay. What you see is you notice Aiden and his goons preparing for a canoe race. Aiden has spotted you, and he is side-eyeing you. What you also notice is on the other side of the shore is a pier. Kids are jumping off and hanging out on the pier. Everyone is having fun. Yippee. And Bartholomew is standing near watching everyone. Everyone is enjoying the day. Miss Nancy sits in the shade with a cooler full of water beside her. Bartholomew says, "Everyone, prepare for the canoe races to start. Soon after, we will have the swimming relays."
Yay!
Oh boy, can't wait.
Woo-hoo, y'all going down.
Adam says to you, Connor, "All right, man, what do you want to do first? Do you want to do the canoes or swimming relays? Whatever you want, bro. I got your back."
"Oh, man, dude, I don't know. Canoe, swimming. Let's swim."
"Ah, trying to stay away from Aiden, huh?"
"I mean, I honestly don't really care of him. I notice he's looking at me, but I'm just picking out a joy. And I want to do both."
"Heck yeah, man. I got you. Yeah. So, for the swimming, let's test out the waters. Let's see if it's, like, cold and stuff."
"So we're going to jump in?
You want to just jump in there?
Can we just jump in?
Let's go!"
"Okay."
And you guys jump into the water.
I tried to do a front flip.
"Oh."
"Okay. Roll
jump class."
"What? Really?
Yeah, let's go."
"Make a belly flip."
28.
"No.
What's your gym class?"
"It should be actually good."
"Womp, womp, womp."
"That's 20?
Do you want to use luck or do you want..."
"That's a lot of luck."
"You're making me scared of the consequence."
"I wouldn't use luck."
Nah.
Okay.
So you try to do your front flip, but you stop halfway, and then you just fall into the water.
"Okay. I tried, man. I tried."
"No, nah, that was almost there.
You did, Connor?
Yeah, no, I hurt my lasagna." "My side stomach."
He belly flopped. So his belly is like burnt red
these
now.
"These are also the other kids."
"Yeah, I know. That's what I'm just saying."
"Okay.
Whoa, Connor, that was crazy. Are you okay?"
"Yeah, no.
My name is..."
"You're actually going in with a name?"
"My name's Leo."
"Oh, Leo." "Hey, Leo."
"Hey, bye."
"Oh, bye."
Adam was just like, "Aw, oh, so close, man. So close."
"Nah, it's okay."
"Oh, where'd Leo go?" "Oh, well.
No, I don't know. Loser. No,
you're the first name based on me. You don't even know me." "Okay. Know that Leo."
So, if you had done the canoe races, you would have had to find a third person. But if you're going to do the swimming races, which is a relay, it could just be you and Adam. If you wanted a third person, you could add it in there, everything to be faster or just like to add on to the team, it would be up to you. So how do you want to do this? By the way, for the swimming relays, you will have to roll gym class checks while you are swimming.
Nah, let's do that canoe.
You want to do the canoe?
Yeah, let's do the canoe.
So canoe will go with your strength. And who's ever at the front of the boat will have dexterity for them to control which way the boat goes.
Okay.
Okay? You guys will need a third character. Adam. Do you want a third character?
Yeah, Adam, hey, you want to go? Let's go speak to Leo about this.
Actually, bro, I actually have somebody in mind.
Wait, really? Who?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
His name is Xander Blay.
Xander Blay?
Yeah. I heard he's actually, like, pretty decently strong. And he does his canoe races every summer.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 27. He's like our age.
What are you, the senior?
He's a super senior.
What's up, guys?
With that name.
Okay, well, hey, man, I trust you, dude. If you say he's going to go ahead and help us, he'd be strong. Let's run.
Sure thing. Does anybody want to voice act for Xander?
You got Leo over here.
I already claimed Leo. I don't want to impose.
I can do Xander.
Oh, you do Xander?
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, so wait, how old is Xander?
Xander is roughly the same age as me and Connor.
So, and like, how old is Connor?
Connor is 12 years old, so he's 12 years old as well.
You're a pretty strong 12-year-old.
I can be a prepubescent teenage like boy for a little bit.
Oh, true.
Do you want to use your stats or do you want to use another stat? I can give other stats. Here, hold on. Adam West looks around and says, "Hey, Xander!
Hey, bro.
Bro, stop.
Hey, man. Hey, yo, this, I know we don't know each other well, but we need a third for our canoe race. Are you about it?"
Sounds good.
Yes! I told you!
Woo! Okay, high five, Xander.
By the way, guys, shout out to Chris Blay 1471. He actually left his name in the comments, Xander Blay, for us to use. So shout out to you. Thanks a lot, man, for watching.
Love you.
Thank you.
Remember, if you leave comments down below, guys, and it's a name, we will be using it in our future episodes. So remember to give us names. Thanks a lot. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, guys, leave us 5-star reviews. Anything else? All right. So now we have our team.
Yeah.
We have Xander. We have Connor. And me. So are you guys ready for this?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it. And you hear in the background, "Everyone gather around. We're about to get the canoe race started."
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
Hi, Xander.
Who are you?
Xander blushes.
Xander blushes. He's one of those cam girls that like has a crush on someone, but they're like from a distance. But you know.
What's your name?
I have no name.
You know, hey, Xander can give you a name. Oh, hey, whatever.
Yo. Call me Yo.
No, that's. Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right, my name's Lisa.
Imagine that was the first time Xander. Oh. Anyway.
He doesn't know me. I'm just someone who literally just like saw him and just wants to be one of those.
You're just a Lisa.
I call it a low-key groupie.
Hey, Lisa, do you want to go to the canoe together?
Who are you?
That's Leo.
That's Leo.
That's okay.
That's the way he's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sorry.
At least Leo shot a shot.
As you guys are preparing for the canoe race, you guys are going to inspecting your canoe to make sure there's no damage or anything, and then you guys picked a good canoe for this race. Who wants to be in the front?
I'll be front.
Okay. So Adam West is right behind you, which means that that Xander is in the back. You guys will all be rolling Adam West and Xander will be rolling strength. Okay. And Connor in the front will be rolling dexterity.
Okay.
Because he's going to be dictating where you guys are going to go to make sure nobody's going off base. So you guys will rush, go forward, and then have to turn around after a quarter mile. And then whoever gets back first wins. This is all being said by Bartholomew.
Okay.
And check this out, guys. Whoever wins this gets a soda pop. The team will receive a soda pop. This is one of our races that is one of the most difficult to win. So you and your team will receive each a soda pop.
All right. I looked at the crew with sharp eyes. You guys are ready?
You hear that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go! Xander, you ready for this?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys are all lined up at the shore, about to shove off. You guys are waiting in anticipation for Bartholomew to shoot the gun and announce the beginning of the game. Are you guys ready?
I have my oar up in the air, ready to go ahead and to direct everybody to mush.
All right.
We're not sledding, though.
Bartholomew says, "At the ready! Set! Pow! And he boom, and he shoots the gun. So you guys now, Adam West and Xander will roll strength, and you are rolling dexterity.
Okay.
I already passed.
But as we're doing it, I'm going, mush, 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 go, go.
Damn. Adam West got a 4.
I got a 61, bro, and I got 55.
A 60, what?
My dex is 55, but I rolled a 51. I mean, 61.
So obviously, we shove off, but we're kind of tilted. We're kind of pointing left now.
Oh gosh. Okay.
So you have to roll dexterity quickly to fix us.
Okay. Ooh, 11.
All right. We literally straight out, straight forward.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm like breathing hard right now.
Everyone's just like, it's okay. It's okay. We're in this. We're in this.
All right.
Aiden and his crew are right behind you, catching up very quickly.
You
hear Aiden in the back. Oh, this is not going to happen again.
Guys, we gotta keep going.
Everybody, all three of us, roll spooky stuff. You won't have a staff for that, Xander. So I don't think you will have to roll, but me and Adam have to roll.
Adam and I.
I'm definitely not gonna.
Connor and I have to roll. What did you roll?
57.
Oof.
Adam West rolled a 1.
No, no, please! Oh my god!
Wow.
Adam, as he's rowing, looks into the water and sees a face looking back at him. This face is not a normal face. This face looks like it's barely ever left water. Rows of teeth with big eyes. And its skin looks almost fish-like. And you, Adam West sees this in the water, swimming right beside the canoe. And it sees this monster put his hand on the canoe, and whoosh!
I screamed, like, oh, what was that?
And now, because Adam West has seen it, Adam West now has the roll.
What?
Sanity?
Sanity. I needed to roll up one. Sanity.
You don't need to roll sanity. You didn't see it?
Yeah, but Adam has the same stats.
Yeah, Adam has the same stats as
Oh, wait.
And they push the canoe and Xander feels nothing?
In there. Oh, I you couldn't hear me because he was so loud.
Like, thank you. 80.
80. Okay, let's see. He rolls a 43. He passes. Adam West now has to roll knowledge to see if he understands, or intelligence to see if he understands what he is seeing.
Okay, that's still good.
So he wants to fail this.
70.
He rolled 100. Okay.
Okay.
So because because he failed, he only has to take a certain amount. I've now raised it up. So when you fail, you have to take a 10-sided damage. If he rolled a, if he passed it and understood it, he would have to roll a 20-sided dice.
Okay.
So because he passed, and if he rolls higher than a 5, he will get a phobia.
No.
Okay.
What are you gonna deal with that?
Oh, goodness.
That's my
companion
motion. Oh, goodness. Bro, that's my riding
knife, bro. You've seen creepy stuff going on, everything. You'd think he'd be fortified against this, but to see a brand new monster in the water, that just scared him. I'm going to be picking a phobia for him now. His phobia will be...
Oh, goodness.
I'm not even looking. Okay, here we go.
That looks weird. I was wondering why you were making that face, yo.
That's what I'm saying. That wasn't necessary.
But I didn't want.
Oh.
He gained faint.
What?
Faint?
Yes.
Oof. That iron.
It is too much to take. Your senses overload, and you fall into a faint, submit to the darkness of oblivion and ignorance.
Ain't no
you
way.
You immediately fall prone and become unconscious. Nothing you can re, nothing can reuse you for 1d10 rounds. After which you regain consciousness, but no memory of why you fainted. So 1d10 once again.
So he goes and he right in the middle of the canoe.
He's gonna pass out for 10.
That's
for,
trash.
For 9. 9 hours.
Nine hours?
Oh my god, are you serious?
1 second? What is this?
He's gonna miss out on dinner.
I'm literally shaking.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's 9 rounds. So that's about. That's about like this whole thing. So you see Adam look up on.
I'm shaking him now.
Adam has just fallen on the boat and is just slouched over. He's very close to falling off of the boat, but obviously you guys are still in the race.
I'm rowing by, and Leo's rowing by, and he looks at it and is like, "Whoa!" and just keeps rowing.
Shut up, Leo. Let's go. What's your character's name again?
Xander,
let's go. We have to go ahead and go now.
Alright, man, so everybody's need to be on full hands on deck then.
Alright, let's go. I'm right back in the front, ready to just go right now. I'm like freaking out.
So, are you guys turning around?
No.
What do you guys
we should.
Why?
Xander, why?
Yeah, right? It's not like there's a body right now that's fainted in our thing.
What if he faints and falls into the water?
Finish the race.
We just need to finish the race.
All right, so let's go. Let's just try
to make sure. Hold on. Actually,
why'd you open up your mouth? Damn it, Evan.
What did he even say?
Did he fall outside the water?
Don't worry about it. No. What do you guys want
to do? Oh, we gotta go and finish the race. So I'm telling Xander, let's go. Like,
okay, you're gonna have to roll strength. You're still gonna have to roll dexterity. Are you gonna be able to turn this canoe around?
What was it?
Strength.
I passed. Sonny's got dexterity. Sonny has to pass his dexterity for him to actually be able to turn around this boat.
89.
Nope.
Oh! You guys start going left and start leaning more towards the middle of the lake.
Can I roll again?
Hold on.
Because I passed.
Xander's holding this right now.
You see Adam's body slouch over a little bit more. Closer towards the edge of the boat. Roll again.
Both of us?
Five.
Bro.
Five? Okay. You see that the
I passed the 10 in a row and you only passed one of the two. This is the one time I fail us.
You see the boat. The boat doesn't move forward, but it's able to turn around.
Okay.
Everything. But the boat has stopped moving in the middle of the lake.
Well, we gotta keep going. We gotta go. Like, why?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, roll again.
Oh, I almost had that one.
I didn't pass that one.
I almost had that 39. I passed.
Okay, do you pass? Okay, you are dictating and trying to push it forward. You've only moved about like 3 inches.
Bro, I should have took pictures of birds, bro. Mm-hmm.
All right,
don't
roll again. Hold on.
Silly now.
Hold on. Gosh. He's okay.
Okay.
Okay, go again.
I passed. Please don't tell me you didn't. Again.
53. I just made it.
Okay, you guys are moving forward, heading towards there, heading towards the shore. You guys feel the boat still moving back and forth, back and forth. You see Adam's body starting, Adam's arm is starting to touch the water. And you guys are trying to push forward, and you see his hand is dragging in the water.
Can I just yank him, like, into the boat?
You're busy. You're gonna have to stop
and use strength.
Alright.
What do you do?
We're gonna have to stop and do it, because if we lose him in the water, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I pass.
Okay. So you stop rowing, and you see Connor still trying to push forward, but you stop to try to grab him. You are able to grab him by his arm and pull him a bit more on the boat to make sure he doesn't fall into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You feel something tugging.
Oh my god, bro.
You're trying to push him back in, pull him back into the boat, but you hear, like, you feel like his arm is caught on something under the water.
We both, okay.
I pass. What an 8.
A strength? For what? For canoeing or for pulling him in?
You're still tugging.
You said you're still tugging. Yeah, I'm still tugging. Okay. I pass.
So, a little strength.
Or pose.
How much did you want?
8.
You got 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he off the something also passed. So you are locked in a stalemate. You're pulling back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, did you pass your dexterity?
No.
Okay, so the boat is not going anywhere. The boat is once again stopped.
Can I just whack it with my oar?
Roll fighting.
Fighting? What are the stats for fighting? I don't see a stat for fighting.
Hold on. Let me see your thing.
You should.
Should and does two different things.
Hit points? Power, maybe?
No, not there, Joel.
Brawl. I'm sorry. It should brawl.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. Fighting for them is brawl, but I changed it up in this game for it to be fighting a little bit easier.
Dang.
Yes.
You flop at the water. You grab your arm and you flip it at the water from splashing around the water. You're not hitting nothing.
Xander, what are you doing? I want to jump in now to see. Xander, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get Adam back in.
All right, well, let me help out now. Now I want to help since the boat stops.
And here comes Lisa. I got you, Xander.
Yes. Out of nowhere.
Punches Adam right back in. Punches the thing. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Lisa, wait. Stop.
Okay, who are you?
We're in the same boat.
I can agree to that.
That's what I'm doing.
So now, let me roll real quick. You guys are able to pull him back onto the boat. Connor, roll spooky stuff.
There's no Connor here. Oh, yeah, it is.
Thank you, Xander.
We drive past him.
That's the muscle. Why? That's all the testosterone muscle going through Xander's head right now. 6?
You rolled a 6? You still failed.
Okay.
Didn't you?
What was it again? For what? Spooky. Yeah, I did, honestly. Yeah, because my spooky stuff is the one. Go.
So, because you failed, you see that there's something in the water circling around the boat. You can't see what it is because the water's too dark, but you see something circling in the water.
So I'm seeing it right now. I'm just seeing the dark shadow. Then what is this?
You guys have already beaten this monster, so you guys have pulled Adam West back into the boat. But you guys trying to push out of there.
I think we gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay, let's go.
Roll strength, roll dexterity.
Go to blast, bro.
Gosh, 57, bro. 57!
What is this? What did we roll?
Yours is strength.
Dexterity. For me, yours is strength.
Nope.
Okay. So you guys, once again, the boat just... it's moving back and forth. You guys are not rowing in sync, so the boat is just shifting back and forth. 80. You see Adam West once again start being pulled into the water.
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out right now. I just want to hit it. I just want to hit it with my oar.
Roll fighting.
Okay.
What if we tag team it?
Oh, true.
Roll fighting.
I mean, I'm gonna.
I got that. Pass. 45. Yes. I
got scared.
Yeah. Wait, what's your pattern? What's your fighting?
You know he has a high five. Yeah. Old Pete. So
you guys both at the same time.
Let's go.
Right on something. You guys don't see what it is, but you guys smack something. Xander, your oar seems to split a little bit.
Damn, Xander.
Yo.
Your oar, the actual shaft of the oar seems to splinter a bit too. It seems to crack a bit.
Ooh.
Everything, because whenever you hit, it's as hard as a rock.
It's either we or that thing has a big back.
But.
big back.
Roll for me strength and dexterity one more time.
Strength and dexterity.
Pass.
23. Pass.
All right, you guys with the biggest gusto are just
rolling,
and you guys finally make it to shore.
Thank God! Oh my God!
The struggle, so the struggle city.
And then we look, and now I'm panicking, and I'm right now at Adam.
Yeah.
Adam, where'd go? Adam! You see Bartholomew? You see Bartholomew running over? What's going on? What's going on?
He has a wind that we just passed out in the middle of the woods on the boat.
I didn't understand you.
Don't you mean Nancy?
Miss Nancy runs over with some water and everything.
What's going on, guys?
She picks him up a little bit. She tells everybody, give him some room. Give him some room. And she pours a little bit of water on him, giving him enough space and everything. And he wakes up. And Nancy's like, he's okay. He's okay. You see Adam West. What happened?
Damn.
Where are we? Connor, what's going on?
I don't know. Did he just pass out?
What? Dude, what about the race?
Well, I don't know what I'm getting right now, but the race, I think we lost.
Oh, my goodness. And then he looks at Xander. He's like, Xander, I failed you. I'm so sorry.
Yo, you should have seen what we saw out there.
Connor, roll spooky stuff.
I'm never going to win it.
Don't be a cheater.
What did you roll?
Y'all should have let me with the first number.
No, because you cheated.
What did you roll?
100.
100.
Okay. So if you would have passed, you would have saw something. But now...
I don't think you need to be scarred that bad.
Over at the pier.
No.
And the day has gone by. And it's about, like, I would say, maybe like midday by now. The sun is bright. But you see everybody, all the kids are crowded by... By you guys, by Adam West, to make sure he's okay. You look towards the pier, and you see that one kid just hanging out by the water, trying to climb up on the pier so he can go see what's going on. You see him get on the pier, but then you see him get grabbed. Something grabs him by his bathing suit, yanks him. You see the boy trying to get out of the water. But nothing. The water ripples, the waves crash, but little by little, it calms down as if nothing was ever there to begin with.
I'm staring there.
You're gonna take 2 sanity for this.
2 sanity?
This is like Nash Part 2.
So I'm subtracting sanity, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
And Lisa saw all of that?
Lisa!
sanity.
What do you guys want to do?
Lisa lose 10 sanity.
What do you and Adam want to do now?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, right now, since Adam's safe, I think I just want to go ahead and hang with him and take him. Well, I want to go take him back to the cabin or something, but...
Do you not freak out at what you just saw?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, that too, obviously. But it's like, I'm looking over, and then I'm just like, hey, did everybody just see that?
And everybody pays you no mind. They're asking Adam, are you okay? Are you okay? You pick up Adam, and you guys both slowly walk back to the camp. You guys are okay for now. But who knows what will happen next? Because it's still only midday on the second day of camp.
So that was episode 8. Bird watching led us to secret doors, and the water holds an even scarier secret. Our campers are discovering what is really going on at camp. What will they find next? Stay tuned for following episodes. to find out what will happen. Don't forget to catch up on our previous episodes if you're not caught up.
Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Olertagi as Evan McAllister, Angie Olertagi as Myra Lear and editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Olertagi, as the Keeper, and Joseph Ferris as the producer of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more. Also, great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them on their social media as well at guildhall.lounge. We have social media as well, so remember to hit us up on that and leave messages, leave comments, doesn't matter. We want to hear from you guys. And remember to subscribe if you're watching this on the YouTube. And if you're listening on any podcasting areas, remember to leave us a 5-star review. Anything is appreciated, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys join us again at camp.